This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Friends, welcome to another of What's On Your Mind, the most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains. Some calls waiting to go here on topics we tackled last hour, so we'll get back to more of that. Some texts we've not gotten to, some off-air calls, conversation at the bottom of the hour with Jerry Simmons, who is the executive director of the National Association of Royalty Owners. The forgotten group when it comes to oil and gas development. You always hear about oil companies and you hear about all the different folks. You never hear about the actual people who own the oil, own the mineral rights. And the Royalty Owners Association represents those folks. And they have a planned conference next month in Bismarck, June 29th and 30th. We're going to tell you about it and also get an update from Jerry on how things are going. Price of oil has been coming up nicely. There was an OPEC meeting that brought it down a little bit yesterday. I haven't seen where it's going from there. But so we'll do that at the bottom of the hour. We did add Doug Goring, the ag commissioner in North Dakota, to follow on our conversation from last hour about farmers and ranchers harmed from the Dakota Access Pipeline and economic loss they can show on a balance sheet from it and whether anything will be done about that. We'll talk with Doug in a bit. And Chris Berg will be here from Point of View. You watch him on West Dakota Fox and on KX4. Talk with him a little bit about this story we've been chatting with a lot of you about. I'm not getting a lot of warm and fuzzies, Todd, from our listeners towards the reporter that met the long arm of the law at the hands of that candidate for Congress in Montana. Are you? I don't. Not a lot of compassion for the reporter. Not a lot of concern for his broken glasses. In fact, I've almost been surprised to see flat out cheerleading over that thing. I can't imagine our next caller would want to do that. Jamie in Bismarck, what's on your mind?
Morning, Scott.
Are you?
I agree 100% I agree 100% with Marty from Stewartsville there. And boy, when you're killing him with kindness, I thought Katy Perry was on here for a second instead of Scott Hannon.
Well, listen though, what is wrong with being kind to somebody?
Well, he's been kind to him for how long? I mean, Scott, did you ever get bullied in high school ever?
No, but I felt bad for the kids that did.
I was bullied a few times, and I knew people who were. And, you know, you can tell the teachers and the principals all you want, but eventually they don't quit, and you have to punch them in the nose. And guess what? You don't get bullied anymore, or, you know, you get worked over, one of the two. I've been on both ends.
All right. Just hear me out, though.
Yeah.
So yesterday's situation, let's take that specifically. You've got a reporter that breaks into a room and shoves a recorder in the phone, and they obviously had some history. This guy's a jerk. He's from a liberal newspaper, The Guardian. He's there trying to stir things up. So I get he'd get under the skin of the Congressman. Totally get that. All right? In this situation, he's waiting for a Fox News interview. So he says, look, I'm not going to answer that question right now. I can talk to my other guy. And the guy tries again, and then he snaps. Now, this is a major, major story over the last, 18 hours. As this thing is unfolding and the votes today, and it could, you know, who knows how it'll, I actually think it'll help him. I don't think it'll hurt him. But my point is, could he not have accomplished the same thing by grabbing the guy by the arm, saying, there's the door, goodbye, see you later, rather than literally slamming him to the ground and then the Fox News reporters see it. And now he's got a misdemeanor charge. Is that smart? Do you think that's wise?
Well, getting a misdemeanor isn't, but I don't know. Hey, some people got a shorter fuse, you know? That's just these reporters, they're not accountable. If you're nice to them all the time, they just keep lying. You know, just like Schumer's up there and all these guys saying, you know, kids are going to die, old people are going to die. You know what I'd like to see after he says that about 100 times? Kramer go up and knock them glasses off the end of his beak once. I bet he quit lying about it after getting decked a few times.
Yeah, I just don't think that's practical. I understand the sentiment. I understand you're frustrated. I'm just saying, I'd 10 times rather that he stick facts in his face rather than his fist. That's all I'm saying.
Well, yeah, but they do that, and it doesn't work. And eventually some people, are, you know, they had enough. I mean, I don't want it to happen all the time.
It's a good exercise. So listen to this text, Jamie. Stay with me a second.
Yeah.
Completely different story, but I want your take on this, okay? So texter says, okay, sorry to vent, but I need to know. What left-wing liberal cesspool bought Channel 5 News out of Bismarck? It was bad during the protest, but last night's bit about the disabled boy whose mother will have to choose between food and his meds after Trump takes away his Medicare really turned me off. What happened to Common Sense North Dakota News? I wonder if those new anchors realize how many people they've ticked off and have quit watching them. Come on, people. Now, didn't know what story she was talking about. I found it online. I don't have the actual video of it, but I have the story. And it says potential, big word there, key word, potential Medicaid cuts would make life tougher for Bismarck family. And it goes on to talk about the American Health Care Act, if it passes, Medicaid will see significant cuts, $834 billion over 10 years. The projected cuts are causing concern for families all over the country, including right here in Bismarck. Vicki Peterson has worn every hat when caring for her son, Aaron. I've had to be parent, educator, therapist, everything we have to do for our children with special health care needs within the home. Sometimes I feel like I'm doing that more than being a mom. 15-year-old Aaron is on the autism spectrum, has a learning disability. The family gets help from a developmental disability waiver through Medicaid. It uses state and federal funds to pay for respite care that allows her to go to work. With sweeping cuts to Medicaid in President Trump's proposed budget, Vicki worries the voucher money might run out. For me, it would be a choice of do I feed my child or get him the medication he needs. That's the choice that it's coming down to. Medicaid provides health insurance for 30 million children nationwide, including 36,000 children in North Dakota. So while many families share Vicki and Aaron's struggle, this single mother still feels alone. Since the talk of this, I've probably been scared every day of what could happen in the future. Now, this is vintage left-wing Democratic scare tactics. This is KFIRE TV News, hook, line, and sinker, taking an agenda of the left and putting it forward as news without any balance. Did you see any balance in that story to say, wait a minute? You know, number one, this isn't passed yet. Number two, when it does pass, it would mean resources have to be, allocated for the most in need, which Aaron clearly would be, right? So something to explain how it would be done in the future. Should Kevin Cramer, this is the exercise for you, Jamie, should Kevin Cramer go punch the reporter that did this story? Or should Kevin Cramer say, wait a minute, here's the facts. Number one, here's what we're doing for the 36,000 kids in North Dakota. Here's how it'll be prioritized. The other side of the story that's existing, wouldn't that win more voters?
Probably, but, I mean, it was one report. Like I said, this guy has been getting dogged constantly. I mean, I know a guy who works at KFIRE. Believe me, the guy's not a lefty, so I'm gonna ask him about it.
Well, my point is, you're saying, hey, it's a good idea you punched him. About time they punched him.
I didn't know if it was that good of an idea, but I'm saying you can't do it every time. I agree with you there, Scott, but some people just aren't going to take that all the time.
Yeah, and I don't know any more of the history of this Guardian guy than the fact that I'd heard he'd been there a few times and
I'll bet this Guardian guy is not going to come up and do that to him anymore.
Yes, probably a good point. Yeah, he probably.
Right. Remember when Jim Rome kept dogging that quarterback from the Rams, and he finally tossed him across the room? Jim Rome never said much about him anymore like that, not to his face.
All right, so Jamie, I'll tell you what, I'm never going to apologize for suggesting you're better off being kind than not. Now you can be kind and stern and use facts and stand up for your position. But what I'm saying, if the choice is between body slamming somebody and shoving facts in their face, I'm going to take the kinder, gentler shoving facts in their face is all I'm saying.
Well, I will most of the time, too, but to me there just comes a point where you got to do something else.
I bet the guy wins, I'll tell you that, which will be interesting. Thank you, Jamie. Appreciate the call. We had an off-air call about the Montana situation, Todd, I believe. You want to roll one of those?
Yeah. You guys should report on that mayor from Minneapolis with her state of the city address. From a mosque, what she said there. It's amazing what these people do. Just amazing. It's unreal. Yeah.
I'm with you on that one totally. Minneapolis Mayor Betsy Hodges gave a State of the City speech yesterday or the day before at a mosque in North Minneapolis. And by the way, you know, not that the mosque itself is, it's just, you know, what is she trying to convey? Right? Well, guess what the message was? One Minneapolis. We need to be one Minneapolis. So do we need to be one England, too? Because you see what happens when you're one England. The point is, you can't recognize threats that are among us. And Minneapolis is a prime example. It's a hotbed of terrorism. It's a hotbed of terrorism, and this mayor is running around saying, well, let's be one Minneapolis. One Minneapolis where they kill us, which is what they intend to do? No, thank you. But that place is so nuts, flat out crazy in Minneapolis, they put this woman in office and will put her back there. These are the same people that brought you Al Franken, that beauty, Mark Dayton. It's disgusting. So you're right to raise the question, caller. We don't catch every story, so we appreciate it when you do. All right, short break. We have more off-air calls. We have more texts. David and Valley City waiting to weigh in. We're going to get Doug Goring, North Dakota Ag Commissioner, in here, and a lot. So don't touch that dial. We continue on What's on Your Mind. And I'm Katy Perry, I guess, right? Huh?
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
PetroServe USA, helping America fuel better every day. Four for four. Four items. Hot Stuff Personal Pan Pizza, 20-ounce drink, two cookies of your choice, $4. How's that for a great deal? The folks at PetroServe USA pride themselves on giving you choice at the pump. That's right. They connect North Dakota's farm fields with North Dakota's oil fields, and you win. Plus, there's great savings everywhere, like Nestle 24 packs of water, $3.99 each all month long. Hershey's Cookie Layer Crunch Bars. King size, $1.09. Standard size, 59 cents. 1 liter Ice Mountain water is 99 cents each. Classic ham and cheese and traditional Italian Deli Express sub selects are only $2.79. And register for your chance to win. The $50,000 giveaway is on. New winners drawn every week, so register today at PetroServe USA. Valley Dairy Stores in Grand Forks are part of the PetroServe USA family now, too. PetroServe USA, helping America fuel better. Tell them Scott sent you.
Watford City, we're not the same, we're better. The New York Times has placed the Theodore Roosevelt National Park number 5 on its list of the top 52 places to visit in 2016. With miles of rugged badlands and rolling grasslands dotted with wildlife, the north unit of the park sits just 12 miles south of Watford City, a small town getaway with big city amenities. The gateway to internationally acclaimed adventure, Watford City residents have enjoyed the natural beauty of the area for centuries. And now, with over 700 available hotel rooms, a variety of cabins and campgrounds, 25 restaurants, unique shopping, and newly built, construction-free highways to get you there, you can plan a visit that's as rugged or as relaxing as you like. Because the Theodore Roosevelt National Park is North Dakota's playground right in your backyard. And Watford City wants to help you experience what has the nation inspired. Because the Badlands are just the beginning of the adventure. Watford City, we're not the same, we're better. Come see for yourself.
Be prepared for the next disaster with the Shelter Pod. The Shelter Pod is a large, all-season, heavy-duty, quick-deploy shelter. The Shelter Pod system can be set up in 30 seconds and includes an emergency medical kit, water filter, survival tools, and more. Are you prepared to take care of your family? Do you have everything in one place ready to go? Get it now or enter to win a complete Shelter Pod system at shelterpod.com. The Shelter Pod at shelterpod.com. Shelter when you need it most.
Are you drowning in debt? Are you struggling to make minimum payments? If this sounds like you, know that it's not your fault. Credit card debt happens to good people. We've helped thousands of good people just like you become debt-free with our Debt Reset Program. Our Debt Reset Program is customized to get you debt-free in as little as 24 to 48 months with one low monthly payment. You don't pay a dime until we succeed. Call now to see how we can work for you. 800-912-6177. That's 800-912-6177. Again, 800-912-6177.
One call does it all. Boy, it's fun to offer that. We can do that for our fine listeners on any topic that they want tackled, any issue they want answers on. One call does it all. And our friends at Delta Constructors say the same thing. Call Delta first and you'll find out. One call does it all. Global solutions for the oil and gas industry. So if you're working for an oil company out here in the Bakken and you want to work with the best of the best turnkey well site operation, Delta Constructors can get it done for you. And we celebrate a Delta Constructors one call of the day call every single day on the program. And yesterday, or I think it was the day before, I had a great call from someone looking to do some good for somebody that was a victim of a robbery. Tim and Bismarck, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead.
There was an older gentleman yesterday. His name is Leonard Hildendigger. Somebody broke into his garage, and he's a military vet. He's probably about 80 years old. They sold a bunch of stuff out of his garage in Bismarck at the Colonial Estates. But the most important thing is they stole his dog tags, and we're trying to get some information out there that if anybody can find anything out about it, please let one of the Freedom Riders know. It's one of our club brothers' father-in-law, and we would like to get him his dog tags back at least, if nothing else. So if we can get the word out there, these people that are breaking in, I mean, they're scum of the earth when they start stealing stuff like that especially. So if anybody knows of anything, or maybe finds him in a pawn shop or something, they're under Leonard Hildendigger is his name. And my phone number is 220-3994. You can go to our webpage, freedomridersnd.com. My name and Damian Bean, which is our president, his father-in-law, that lost the dog tag. But,
well, thank you for doing that, Tim. I think it's fantastic. And let us know how it goes. I hope they find him. I really do. The Delta Constructors One Call Does It All Call of the Day, brought to you by our friends at Delta Constructors. Find them online at deltaconstructors.net. Call Eric right now, 406-250-8151. Ask about turnkey well sites, flow lines, set your pump jacks, fabricate the conditioning modules. They do it all on the well site, everything. Just turn it over. They'll go to work. Modular skids, tank batteries, electrical and mechanical design and survey work and field engineering, E&I services, the electrical instrumentation, the temporary flaring services. They do it all at Delta. Online, deltaconstructors.net. Call Delta first. 406-250-8151. All right. David in Valley City, Stephanie in Rapid City, Jeff in Mandan, you're in queue to go. Before we do that, we have a newsmaker on the line. We asked to join us to talk a little bit about our call last hour with Doug Hilly, Morton County Rancher, and just overall how ranchers were disrupted throughout the Dakota Access Pipeline protest. Doug Goring is here. Hey, Doug, how are you?
Hey, good morning, Scott. I am doing well. How about you?
Good. Doug is one of three members of the North Dakota Industrial Commission as ag commissioner in North Dakota. So in addition to a whole lot of issues related to ag, certainly deals with energy issues. And in this particular case, those two intersected. You know, I thought Doug made a pretty compelling case for some real significant harm. You've no doubt heard that. What's the remedy? How do they get that back, Doug?
Well, I think for the farmers and ranchers that have been affected in rural Morton County, and if you look at it overall, if we start to get a pretty good census of what we have for rural residents out there, it's almost 550 rural residents. And we start to look at the impact that those poor farmers and ranchers and rural residents had, you could average it somewhere between 15 to 20,000, meaning some of those residents had very little impact, very little disruption to their life. Many others had a tremendous amount of impact to their life. And when we started to pull the numbers together, just based up from all the numerous calls, the issues, the conditions in which they were trying to operate, and to a great degree, not even getting a lot of their work done, we came up with about $11 million. That's not even being accounted for in the $40 million that has been spent just to try to protect and provide some type of service back to the public. I mean, the true victims in this are the people of Morton County and the people of North Dakota. This is a travesty. It violates the moral and social code that exists throughout North Dakota, throughout the United States. And it was disheartening to see people being exploited, intimidated, threatened. Doug Hilly talked about being followed. You don't know how many people I talked to that after they would be stopped, after they would be intimidated, or they would go out to check a fence that somebody had cut or tore down, they'd be followed back. Pictures would be taken. Their families would be threatened. Could you imagine that? That is unbelievable. Livestock are dead. We we accounted for about 34 livestock that were actually injured. These weren't the ones that were slaughtered and disappeared. We have pastures and fields that weren't harvested. We have equipment that was vandalized. We have trespassing issues, numerous trespassing issues. We even had protesters chaining themselves to equipment and to items in people's yards. And we're not talking about what happened to the construction equipment. We're talking about farmers and ranchers that were just there. They were existing. They were trying to do their jobs. They were protecting their families. They were living and working and breathing and trying to do something for this nation and this state. And these people were victimized. And yet, through all of that, I am surprised the restraint that they showed, the restraint that our law enforcement showed, the fact that they still had character and integrity. It shows you something about the culture of North Dakota. They were still willing, when somebody was in distress, they would stop to help them. And that's what I find just unbelievable. I think a lot of people around the world can't comprehend. These people are being picked on, abused, intimidated, exploited, and they would still lend a helping hand if someone wanted it. But they were being attacked seriously too often in our rural counties, our rural Morton County. I even have staff that live down there and around the area, and they were fearful. I mean, we had to have law enforcement escort school buses. We had to have law enforcement at times escort people back to their own homes, back to their own farmyards. This is just unheard of. And to Morton County law enforcement, they did a yeoman's job.
No, it was incredible. It was absolutely incredible. I do worry a bit about sort of that being taken advantage of again in the future by folks who see this as fertile ground to come in here and do this, because the truth, as we say, was nowhere to be found through much of this. So essentially, a caller earlier said this, and I agree with it. They won. They won. Now, the pipeline is built, and the oil is flowing, but the propaganda that they generated here, using this as a ground zero, you know, really was a big victory for them. Raised a lot of money and did it well. That's why getting to the truth and getting to the bottom of all these things are so darn important, and I'm glad you called to update us on those efforts as well. I hope they continue on the path, whether that comes from the feds or wherever it does, because, as you say, there was a lot of abuse directed at these people, you know, and nobody's expecting anything for that. It just is what it is. But the monetary stuff, you know, you can do something about. Thank you, Doug, so much. Appreciate your time today.
You bet. Take care, Scott. Thank you.
You travel safe. David, Stephanie, and Jeff, when we come back.
We know what's on your mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
Welcome to another edition of the Radio History of the Dakota Access Pipeline Project. Today's guest, Morton County Sheriff Kyle Kirkmeyer. Our question, were the Dakota Access Pipeline protests well-planned and orchestrated, or just a grassroots organic event?
Well, it was definitely planned from the very beginning. I don't think at the very beginning that it was meant to maybe turn into what it turned into. This is just me as I went through this here. As the people started coming and, you know, the word got out and what they wanted to do, it was definitely organized as far as some of the social media stuff. The biggest thing is that it really turned from the pipeline to attacking law enforcement, you know, and the people that were trying to keep this legal. And then the next step was to attack, you know, us and then try to do everything they possibly could do. And that is what really, I guess, for a lack of better terms, you know, sells papers.
Keep listening for more episodes of the Dakota Access Pipeline Radio History. And thanks for listening.
Warning, if you've recently declared bankruptcy, you're going to want to cover your ears, because there's an alternative to bankruptcy, and it could be better than you'd ever think possible. But if you've already declared bankruptcy and have missed this opportunity, you'll want to cover your ears now. Here it is. Right now, the company that has resolved more credit card debt than anyone in the U.S. may be able to settle your debt, too. You can resolve your debt with one low monthly program payment. If you call right now and qualify, Freedom Debt Relief will show you how low your monthly program payment could be for free. Call now, 1-800-660-1297. That's 1-800-660-1297. If you're struggling with debt, this could be your answer. And the bigger your debt, the more money you could save. To find out for free how much of your hard-earned money Freedom Debt Relief could help you save, call now, 1-800-660-1297. 1-800-660-1297. 1-800-660-1297.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
America great again starts with you. Do you have a flag in your front yard? Do you have a flag at your business? Well, how about showing your community and your country you stand behind America and get the symbol of freedom unfurled, the American flag? Jim at ndflagpoleguy.com is here to help. Help you let your community know you stand together as an undivided nation. With your own flag flying. All of his flags are, and the poles are American-made. So don't buy the cheapos made in another country. Show your support for America. Buy the very symbol from Jim. American-made, proud of it. You can call him at 701-571-FLAG. That guy's busy. He's putting them up all over. And they are great. A lot of satisfied customers. Online at ndflagpoleguy.com. All right, these callers have been waiting a while to get in, so I want to get you in here, and then we'll get to our guest, Jerry Simmons from the National Association of Royalty Owners, and talk about the June North Dakota convention coming up next month. David, Valley City wants to talk about that congressman in Montana. What's on your mind?
Yes, to start out with, I've listened to you all about your days on WDAY, and I've never considered you the brightest bulb in the chandelier of life. And your opinion on the congressman reporter in Montana. Just back that up. The reporter, apparently, from what I have heard, was looking for trouble, and he got it.
Okay. Thank you very much, David. Jeff in Mandan, you're next.
Hi, Scott. I have a scenario I want you to picture in your mind. Say it's 8:40 in the morning. You're doing your show prep in your office and about to call Phil Parker and fill him in on the, you know, what's going on in the show today. And some guy barges in and starts, shoves a recorder in your face and starts asking you a whole bunch of, have you stopped beating your wife type lose-lose questions. And you tell them to get out of there and they don't. How do you think that ends up playing out if that guy continues to be in your face, while you're trying to do your job and get ready to do something else?
Yeah, I'm just saying, as a member, well, in this case, this guy's not a member of Congress right now. He's a candidate for Congress. It's a day before the election. You don't do this. You don't do this. I understand. I don't like the guy from The Guardian. I think he's a jerk. I think he shouldn't have busted in the office. But if you hear what you hear on tape and the Fox News folks confirm it and say there was nothing physical from the reporter to the candidate, why do you say his name again?
GM40, I disagree on that, actually. I mean, if they're shoving a mic right up in his face, and even actually the candidate's version of the story was that he was trying to swat away the microphone that's getting jammed in his face, and his back
Here's what I would do. I'd turn to my aide, and I'd say, get this guy out of here. Get him out of here. Right? Show him that. I just don't think you, I don't think you throw him to the floor. I look, and I'm sure the guy agrees. I'm sure he wouldn't do it over again. I'm sure it was a fit of anger and upset and everything else, and now it's the story of the election. I think he'll still end up winning. It's Montana. But I'm just saying, I don't think we can go around saying that's the way you know, members of Congress or candidates for Congress should deal with reporters. I'm not standing up for the reporter. I'm just saying that's common decency with anybody in any way of life. That's all I'm saying. Is the guy a jerk? Absolutely. But if someone is a jerk to you, that doesn't mean you can do something that a court of law is going to say, sorry, that's assault. I wouldn't do it. I wouldn't recommend it.
I wouldn't recommend it either. But I'm going to have to be on the side of this guy of, if you're invading my space, if you're, busting into my office at this point, yeah, it wasn't the best decision to make at the time, but was it a justified decision? Possibly.
Yeah. I guess we'll have to know more, and they'll obviously got a lot of eyewitnesses to this. So there'll be no lack of information about what was seen. You'll have his staff. You'll have the Fox News reporter, sound like they had a reporter and a camera person and an audio person and like 3-4 people in the room. So there's people there that got the audio piece. Let law enforcement sort that all out. That's fine. I'm just saying, I'm a little appalled that we're getting to the point of, good, it's about time somebody, you know, assaulted the guy. Really? I'd 10 times rather assault him with facts, not physically. Last call before we go to our guest, Rapid City, South Dakota. And Stephanie, what's on your mind?
Thank you so much. So, Sheriff Morton has violated his oath of office because he has a duty to protect the people. And the people have a right to due process that we are given in our Fifth Amendment to our Constitution. And the other thing, sovereign Sioux tribes, the federal and state governments have no authority to violate sovereign Native American owned land and burial sites on behalf of profit for a private corporation. And this is more than just a private property issue. It's a sovereign state issue.
Well, no, when you say a sovereign state issue, the pipeline was sited, permitted, and there were obviously all kinds of easements granted by private property landowners to put the pipeline where it was, which was not on Native American land. So you have many facts out of whack, but that's probably the biggest one. That's private property.
Well, then we the people have had enough of the 200 years of abuse against sovereign Native Americans in the name of we the people.
Okay, well, Stephanie, that's a completely separate debate. You're wanting to relitigate, where lines have been drawn and various treaties. That's fine, separate debate. But it has nothing to do with the Dakota Access Pipeline and the current situation. I don't have time to finish with you today, but I'd welcome a call back anytime when we have more of an open phone segment to discuss it in detail. I appreciate the call. Thanks a bunch. Let me welcome to the program Jerry Simmons. He's executive director of the National Association of Royalty Owners. We asked him to come on and talk about an event they have planned in North Dakota next month, which is kind of cool. I've been to these events before. I'm going to be in Norway during this one, so I won't be able to be there, unfortunately. I'll be touring a bunch of the What's On Your Mind listeners over in Norway. But I am recommending to you that if you have mineral rights, if you have any kind of interest at all in oil and gas production, this is something to be at. Jerry, how you doing?
I'm good, Scott.
Good to catch up with you. How's things? Give me a little update on the industry, first of all. How do you see things right now for oil and gas?
Well, we're all pretty optimistic. Watching the oil prices bounce around the $50 range is better news than we had a year or so ago. Natural gas prices have come up a little bit recently. The thing that continues to amaze me nationally, actually worldwide, is that we this country is making an impact on LNG sales worldwide and on oil sales, which we weren't able to do until about a year or so ago. So there's articles almost every day about how we are impacting our sales abroad or impacting world supplies and prices, which is very encouraging.
And, the idea behind that was obviously level the playing field. but also get rid of this differential between Brent and WTI. How's that working?
It has made a difference. The differential that was in the $20 range once upon a time has narrowed. Of course, the prices have fallen dramatically as well. But yeah, that differential has fallen dramatically in the last year.
Less than $3 today. Brent crude is 53.1 and WTI at 50 and some change, almost 50.50 today. So interesting to watch that as well. It is so important for mineral owners to engage. You know, I mean, sometimes mineral owners are mineral owners just because of family members having those passed down and aren't necessarily under the hood a little bit. But it's sort of the forgotten group in all of the oil and gas production chain, isn't it?
It absolutely is. And actually, at this North Dakota conference, what we do with our state chapters, and we've got them scattered all over the country now, we try to educate folks on how to manage those assets, that family asset that you have. Don't treat it like it's manna from heaven or mailbox money. It is it's an asset that you need to be educated in how to manage it yourself and do the right thing for yourself and your heirs. That's one of the most important things that we try to pass along. And when it comes to what we want to do, what I want to do with the mineral owners around this country is I give a presentation where I talk about, I kind of challenge them to speak up on behalf of their mineral ownership and on behalf of this fossil fuel, the dirty fossil fuel industry that gives them a check every month. I talk about things like the Energy Information Administration's report of energy usage in this country. If you take coal and natural gas, all other sources, nuclear, hydro, wood, on and on, wind, solar, combine everything, they don't match coal and natural gas for generating electricity in this country. So I try to arm our folks with facts so that they can talk about it. You just had a caller talk about the Dakota Access Pipeline. Something people lose sight of, in this country, there's over 300,000 miles of transmission lines. The line that you're talking about, this is natural gas I'm talking about now, not oil, but transmission lines. So the interstate and intrastate pipelines, there's another 2 million miles of distribution lines that carry natural gas to homes and businesses, et cetera. 2 million miles of gas pipelines in this country, that would circle the earth 80 times. And how many times a day do you hear that this is a problem for anybody until a guy with a backhoe chops into one of them? Well, this is the information I try to give, Scott. Arm yourself with facts and get out there. And if somebody starts talking bad about fossil fuel use, fossil fuels, dirty oil and gas, it's our folks' responsibility to get in their face and shout them down.
Exactly right. By the way, Thursday, June 29th, Friday, June 30th, and this thing is just loaded with the Mineral Management 101. If you're new to this, oil development and transport dynamics, Justin Kringstad has great facts, speaking of pipelines on those, from the kitchen sink to the frack job, understanding fracking in the Bakken, bringing in a consulting group owner to talk about that. Also, Craig Smith on a topic that was very hot during the legislative session, the status of the Missouri Riverbed Lake Sakakawea mineral ownership issues and the summary of that Senate Bill 2134. That'll happen. They're doing a little tour of the Heritage Center and have some fun there that night with cocktails and dinner, which is kind of cool. But also oil production in the Badlands. Rod Backman is going to do a talk about that. Jerry's mentioned he's going to do the national perspective, royalty auditing, oil royalties, what owners do, a practical guide. Kathy Nesset is speaking. Rod Lindberg from the Bakken Backers, Ron Ness from the Petroleum Council, Lynn Helms from the Department of Mineral Resources, Ryan Rauschenberger from the State Tax the State Tax Commissioner, and also folks from a law office to talk about understanding all your paperwork as well. So good stuff packed from 11 a.m. Thursday through Friday at 5 p.m. Take it in. NARO ND is the place you want to find on the NARO website. NARO, NARO-US.org. And look for the ND site. You can sign up right there. Good to talk with you, Jerry. Thanks so much for the information. We appreciate it.
You bet, Scott. Thank you.
The Northern Take care. Plains,
this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Hi, I'm Elise Pucklich of Pucklich Chevrolet in Bismarck. And when we say you drive, we'll ride with you, we mean we'll be with you every step of the way. For over 34 years, we've known the sale of a vehicle is the first step in making you a customer for life. We're family-owned and operated, and we care about our community and the people who live here. So experience the difference a car dealer can make at Pucklett Chevrolet in Bismarck, where customer satisfaction is our number one priority.
Vince is back from Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables 2. And Vince, Hot Springs invented the hot tub and the saltwater spa system. Tell us about how Hot Springs does it better than anybody else.
Well, we did invent the hot tub, portable hot tub, that is, in 1977, and have truly been an industry leader throughout the last 40 years. It's our 40th anniversary. In 2009, we introduced the Ace saltwater system, only hot tub company out of over 100 manufacturers where we actually make our own saltwater system. It's called Ace, and it's very unique in how it works compared to most salt systems, in that we're making five natural organic cleaners, including high energy active oxygen, which is great for the skin and it kills bacteria.
You have a video on your website talking about other brands that are claiming to have a saltwater system that is not so. Remind us why you'd want a saltwater system.
Well, on most hot tubs out there, you don't, because it truly, a salt system in the way way it was designed will void the hot tub's warranty. Here's where Ace is different, in that we're not just a chlorine producer. We're producing five different cleaners through our technology. I'm not going to get into it, but it's diamonds. We're producing five different cleaners, including high energy active oxygen. And why you'd really want it, the water feels great, it smells great, and you don't feel or smell like hot tub when you get out. It's a great experience.
Bismarck, Fargo, Grand Forks, why not too? Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables too. Check out that website to learn more about Hot Spring Spas Ace salt water system.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business, so make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
This is Dan Billett. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
One of our fine sponsors here on What's On Your Mind. And if you don't yet have it, get their catalog so you can keep tabs on what's happening. Simple as a phone call to Pipers, and they will send you out a catalog. And you can be informed to the very latest on what's happening. Here's the number, 877-700-4099. Or go to Pipers.com. They have a lake home coming up in Ottertail County early in June. Some land in Grand Forks County. Rental equipment auction in Fargo in mid-June. Some land in Cass and Barnes County. Farm machinery estate auction in Goodrich on the 20th of June. In Grandin on the 22nd of June. Clay County, Minnesota on the 23rd. Some personal property in Bowman, North Dakota. A retirement farm machinery auction for the Jacobson family on July 11th, so there's a little lineup. Find out more at 877-700-4099. Chris Berg from Point of View is here to talk about, let's do three stories. I have a new one here that I want to ask you about. We can start with and just do this one quick. I don't know if you saw this, Chris, but the UK officials said earlier today they were going to stop sharing intel about the terrorist attack with U.S. officials because of leaks to the media. And that prompted President Trump to meet with the Prime Minister and issue the following statement. The alleged leaks coming out of government agencies are deeply troubling. These leaks have been going on for a long time, and my administration is going to get to the bottom of this. The leaks of sensitive information pose a grave threat to our national security. I'm asking the Department of Justice and other relevant agencies to launch a complete review of this matter, and if appropriate, the culprit should be prosecuted to the fullest extent of the law. Leaks are everywhere right now. Some of them within, you know, the president's own administration and in the intel community. You and I have talked about this deep state for a while. And do you think this is a perfect opportunity to really put a shining light on what's going on here?
Perfect. What I was going to say, it's about time that somebody finally comes out and says, hey, we're going to prosecute these people that are leaking classified information. You've heard time and time again from people that are in the know going, look, this is potentially putting people's lives at risk. That's what H.R. McMaster said. And then what is the, you know, fake news media run with? This no evidence story about collusion with the Trump campaign in Russia. There's no evidence for that. There's evidence for what's taking place with these leaks and that it's a felony to do this. And yet no one really wants to talk about it. And I'll bring up even an interview I had on my show with, I think it was Senator Hoeven and or Congressman Kramer, and we were asking about the situation and the special counsel, and they stayed on this Russia story. And I said, you know, one of the things that shocks me right now in this conversation is that you've never mentioned the fact that we've got people that are creating felonies by leaking information.
Ridiculous. Absolutely ridiculous. All right, this one isn't a felony, but it is a misdemeanor assault charge for the Republican candidate for Congress in Montana. This Gianforte. Here is a clip of the audio for those that have not heard it of an incident that happened last night in Montana as he was awaiting an interview with the Fox News Channel. A reporter busts into an office, sticks a mic in his face, and says this.
Speak right with Shane, please. Put you on.
Tired of you guys. The last time you came here, you did the same thing. Get the hell out of here. Get the hell out of here.
The reporter has given a recount of the events that happened there. That's been backed up by an eyewitness, a reporter from Fox News Channel. Here's what she's saying today.
She's a Fox News field producer, and Keith Raley, the Fox News photographer, were in that room setting up for a prearranged interview with Mr. Gianforte when Ben Jacobs of The Guardian came in with his audio recorder and started asking him questions about the CBO report that Speaker Ryan was just discussing. And Gianforte pushed back, said he would get to him later, and then Ben Jacobs pushed just for a little further to further up on the question. And then at that point, Gianforte, after saying, you know, go talk to my press guy, Shane, grabbed him, upper part of the body, and slammed him to the ground, kind of jumped on top of him, started punching him and saying, I'm sick and tired of this. And then we saw Ben Jacobs scramble out of the way on his knees and grab his glasses. And that's what you heard there on the audio tape.
So she pretty much backs up his story. Most of our audience today that have called about this have said it's about time somebody, pushes back a bit against this grab. You know, you couldn't break into my office and just barge into a recorder with me. But most folks don't seem too upset with the physicality of what the Canada did. How about you?
Yeah, that one's tough for me. I mean, look, I give a ton of credit. I'm going to create an example here with Congressman Kevin Kramer. I mean, he's at a town hall. He has a constituent walk up to him and put his hands on him. I mean, I just don't think it's appropriate for anybody to be putting their hands on somebody else without saying, yeah, that's okay. And Congressman Kramer obviously has got the temperament where he was like, okay, you know what? He stood there and didn't respond. And this gentleman starts choking somebody and body slamming him. I got an issue with that because you got to understand what you're dealing with. And as Donald Trump said, look, the media is the enemy. You got to know that going into this gig. And for him to respond like that over a question about the CBO score, whether he comes walking in on you or not, I mean, you're a public servant. At least that's what you're running for. I don't think it's appropriate to be body slamming and choking somebody.
Speaker Paul Ryan called on him to apologize for the assault, said, quote, that's wrong and should not happen. But I'm amazed how upset people are with the media to the extent that today they're just saying, you know, well, he got what was due. I actually think this will help him. I think he'll get more votes than he'll lose out of this, but I think he can't sit there and say it's a good idea to assault anybody. I just think we're getting to total anarchy then. Oh, the music tells me we're out of time, for crying out loud.
It goes too fast, my friend.
It does, yes, but let me ask you this. Do you define compassion as money?
No, in fact, thank you for that lead. And if you can, go to my Facebook page, facebook.com/POV now. I got a great segment on this whole people crying about the budget, Trump's budget.
It's everywhere, everywhere. Check it out and watch Chris Berg on Point of View. In addition to checking out his Facebook page, KX4 in West Dakota Fox. God bless you, folks. We got to go. See you tomorrow. Diesel mechanics, listen up. Trailer technicians, have I got a deal for you? Polar Service Center is hiring. Kildare and Williston locations. They're in Billings, Montana, too. If you want to be appreciated, compensated for the value you bring to an organization, then this opportunity is for you. Up to $32 an hour. And they have a training program. Great benefits with medical, dental, and prescription insurance. Disability and life insurance included. Paid time off program. 401k with employer match. Flexible spending account. And so much more. Polar Service Center, with locations in Kildare, Williston, and Billings, Montana, too, is a great place to work. They're the largest tank trailer manufacturer in North America. And they have Polar Service Centers in North Dakota, Montana, and all across the country. To apply, call Gary now, 495-3592, 701-495-3592, 495-3592, Polar Service Center.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know. The credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-314-7417. 800-314-7417. That's 800-314-7417.